Well, in New Jersey, a new bill will let the government sue people for making too many public records requests. So they call it harassing. They want to sue people who harass the government by asking for information. Now, the bill sponsor said this bill is only meant for bad actors who abuse the system by harassing the government asking for transparency. Now, I'm going to show you the face of the biggest bad actor in New Jersey who was, in fact, sued for asking too many questions of her
Criminal.
government in Irvington, New Jersey. This lady is a big problem, they say. The government did sue her. You're looking at 83-year-old Eloise McDaniel. The city of Irvington, New Jersey, sued her for making over 75 public records requests in 3 years. She's a retired school teacher, and she is very interested in keeping her government honest, and they did not like that. So they sued her after her, yes, she's retired. She had a 31-year career in education. She was doing citizen journalism. Now, the mayor later said, well, I didn't actually ask to sue her. Maybe it was someone else who sued her. We don't really know. But she did, in fact, get sued because the city said that they were tired of responding to her, quote, voluminous OPRA requests that had been unduly burdensome, time-consuming, and expensive. Here's what she had to say about that.
I'm a homeowner. I pay taxes. So I think I am entitled to know how my hard-earned tax dollars are being spent.
Yeah, girl, I'm with you. I think you do too, but they think that that's a burden and you are a harasser. Now, the town did drop the lawsuit because it was on the news and it was a bad look, but they did not drop it until they sent an NBC reporter a threatening letter saying you're doing this biased story, we don't like it. And then when the free speech legal organization FIRE tried to get city records about the dealings with that reporter, they threatened to sue him too. So New Jersey just wants to sue everybody who pisses them off, city government. That's very Sopranos, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You get in my way, I'm gonna make you a little offer you can't refuse, which is a long walk off a short pier. So now New Jersey lawmakers want to be able to do this more, and they want it to be a permanent right against their residents. This is New Jersey Bill S2930. It already passed both chambers of Congress in New Jersey, but the governor has yet to sign it into law or say whether he will or not. So what it does is make changes to the Open Public Records Act, or OPRA. In essence, makes it harder for you to get records and easier for the government to tell you to F off when you make too many requests. It also gives the government the right to say that you are harassing them, and they can either make you go away or restrain you. Here is that bit of legislation. You can either pause it or look it up yourself if you don't believe me. So that if the government says that you are making these requests, quote, for the purposes of harassing the public agency or to substantially interrupt government function, they can then issue a protective order, which is a lawsuit, to stop you. So you'll get a court order that says, a court says, we're suing you for the right to say you cannot ask for any more. Well, how's the government going to define harassing or interrupting government function? What otherwise do they have to do
That
except serve you?
was my question. That's going to be my question, was like, and who gets to determine if it's harassing?
Right.
They do.
Right. So,
Yeah.
what threshold? That's what I asked you this morning when we were talking about this story. I said, what threshold are they using to determine that you're harassing someone?
Right. I
Wait,
mean,
is it 20 emails,
no,
20 FOIA requests? We
there's
don't know.
no number. It's just, okay, we feel like we don't like you. You're annoying, John.
Oh,
Stop coming down here with your dog violations
oh,
or
it's
whatever.
Eloise again.
Yeah.
So sue her.
And what does she want to know? Like, what amount of taxpayer dollars are you spending on these sidewalks or what have you? What are you doing about jaywalking in this neighborhood? What is she just, she wants to know. She's retired and she wants to know. And, I would follow her on Twitter to figure out what she's learning.
By the way, did you already say this or not? But I know, I mean, FOIA requests cost money. Every FOIA request you
Yes.
file has cost money. So I
Right.
don't know what they are for state FOIA request.
There are fees that are laid out in this. But I want to talk about the fees in just a second. But first, I want to show you that some lawmakers even say, you know, that this just doesn't go far enough. Here's a quote from a representative who represents the mayors of New Jersey saying, well, we don't think the bill goes far enough, but you don't always get what you want. Now, Assemblywoman Victoria Flynn says this bill shouldn't really be a problem because, you know, it's only really for bad actors who are abusing the system. The government's not going to stop you from getting information that you're owed. She says, I'm disheartened that we should be so dependent on someone to have to utilize the Open Records Act to get information that is about police departments and law enforcements that the internal affairs guidelines clearly state must be on websites. So she's saying we don't need to be filing records requests. We should just have the information. All the information you need is on the website. That's all you need to know. Go the heck away. That's what she's saying.
Right.
The bill also makes it more expensive to sue the government for records. So not only do you have to pay your fee, but then if you do sue them to get the record that you wanted because they refused and you win, currently the government has to pay your legal fees. But as the new law says, the government will only pay your legal fees if the court decides that the government acted unreasonably. So they're making it harder for you to sue and harder for you to get compensated for suing for something that is your right, these records. This is, of course, clearly outrageous and will be used to discourage constituents from seeking government transparency. It gives them more of an iron wall to act behind. The government should fear being harassed by its citizens in order to keep them honest. I'm okay with the government feeling harassed by us. Aren't you? They should not have a way to silence your request for transparency. Even the New Jersey comptroller, Kevin Walsh, spoke out about this. He said that this is going to increase fraud, waste, and abuse. Yeah, you think? So despite all of this, big critics, the citizens don't like it, but congressional representatives voted for it in the New Jersey legislature. It passed both chambers, and now it heads to Governor Phil Murphy. So get them in while you can, you guys, because if you do too much, they're going to sue you. This is wild. Let me know what you think of it.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.